Welcome to Animal Concerns of Texas, ACT Radio. I'm Greg Lawson.
And I'm Tom Linney.
Here on ACT, we discuss how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
We also talk about how a plant-based diet is the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Dr. Linda Bender, a veterinarian and author of the book Animal Wisdom, Learning from the Spiritual Lives of Animals. That's coming up a little later on the show, but first some news.
From the online newsletter, The Dodo, dog racing will soon be a thing of the past in one of the states that still plays host to the cruel form of entertainment. Recently, the last remaining dog racing venue in Texas, called Gulf Greyhound Park, announced plans to shutter its track at the close of the year, effectively bringing an end to what has been one of the most disturbing chapters of animal mistreatment in the state's history. Now, hundreds of dogs who face severe injury and death by being forced to race at the track will soon be given the chance at a better life as beloved companion animals. This decision comes after more than a decade of campaigning on the part of Grey 2K USA, a group dedicated to ending dog racing throughout the country. Gulf Greyhound Park has been considered one of the worst tracks for dogs in the United States. Between 2008 and 2014 alone, more than 2,300 greyhound injuries were reported. In that time, 108 greyhounds died or were euthanized. Elsewhere, dog racing is slowly on its way out as awareness has grown about the dangers of the industry, including the cruel practice of live baiting. In 2001, there were 49 dog tracks operating in 15 states. With this recent announcement, there will soon be 19 tracks left in 6 states. Best of all, that's meant countless greyhounds have been given the chance to retire. To learn more about adopting one of the many dogs set to be retired in Texas, visit Greyhound Rescue Austin or the Texas Adopt a Greyhound Society.
A new Consumer Reports investigation found that practically all hamburger meat is contaminated with feces. They tested 300 packages of ground beef bought from more than 100 grocery, big box, and natural food stores in 26 cities nationwide. The result? All 458 pounds of beef that were tested contained bacteria that signified fecal contamination, which can cause blood or urinary tract infections. The researchers tested the bacterial strains for resistance to antibiotics. Nearly a fifth of conventional ground beef carried bacteria resistant to 3 or more classes of antibiotics, more than double the number found in the more sustainably produced samples, and triple that found in samples from cows raised outdoors on grass. The slaughter and processing of huge animals is messy. Feces caked on the hide or trapped in intestines can easily move onto the carcass. With ground beef, the bacteria get mixed throughout, contaminating all the meat, including what's in the middle of your hamburger. The meat and fat trimmings often come from multiple animals, so meat from a single contaminated cow can end up in many packages of ground beef. Conventionally raised cows start out on grass but spend the final months of their lives on feedlots where they fatten on diets of corn and soybeans, even though cows' digestive systems aren't designed to easily process high-starch foods such as corn and soy, creating an acidic environment in the cow's digestive tract that can lead to ulcers and infections, and they shed more E. coli in their manure. And corn and soy aren't the only delicacies feedlot cows feast on. Their feed can also include candy, such as gummy bears, lemon drops, and chocolate, to boost their sugar intake, and plastic pellets to substitute for the fiber they would otherwise get from grass. Cattle feed can also contain parts of slaughtered hogs and chickens and dried manure from chicken barns. Consumer Reports recommends that consumers buy from the alternative supply chains whenever possible, adding that sustainable methods run the gamut from the very basic raised without antibiotics to the most sustainable, which is grass-fed organic. And when you get it home, handle it carefully and cook it to 160 degrees using a meat thermometer. After all, there's crap in pretty much all ground beef. We here at ACT Radio recommend that you try a veggie burger.
The Food and Drug Administration is in serious need of a reality check. Part of the FDA's mandate is to police labels that might confuse and trip up customers. But recent reports indicate that the agency is going seriously astray and prioritizing its enforcement resources in this area. Recently, the New York Times reported that the FDA sent a warning letter to plant-based mayo company Hampton Creek regarding alleged misleading labeling of the company's Just Mayo products. Hampton Creek's sin? Selling a plant-based sandwich spread labeled as mayo while omitting eggs. If this strikes you as bizarre, it's because arcane federal food standardization rules require that products labeled mayonnaise contain eggs. To the FDA, mayo means mayonnaise, and that's that. Never mind that Hampton Creek's product does not wear the use mayonnaise, and in fact clearly features the words vegan and egg-free on the label. Even more puzzling, the FDA has gone out of its way to clarify that mayonnaise dressing is an acceptable term for mayonnaise alternatives, meaning that products labeled mayonnaise dressing can be egg-free. Ignoring this, the FDA argued that Just Mayo is misleading and devoted agency resources to punishing this environmentally friendly, humane product for daring not to contain eggs. Sound fair to you? In a similar vein, the FDA is also ignoring the elephant, or rather battery cage 10, in the room when it comes to consumer deception and egg labeling. Why the FDA devotes agency resources, resources it claims are scarce, to penalize food innovators producing environmentally friendly and humane products, it ignores the staggering consumer deception perpetrated by egg sellers. Egg labels routinely misled consumers with exaggerated claims of hen welfare, meaningless terms like natural and farm fresh, and deceptive images of happy hens pecking in green pastures. All the while, egg companies hide the grim reality that approximately 95% of egg-laying hens are crammed in tiny, filthy battery cages, suffering miserably. No label tells consumers this all-important fact about eggs. Purchasers are also kept in the dark as to the safety of these eggs, given the greater risk of salmonella contamination in eggs from battery-caged hens. Despite consumers clamoring for the information, the FDA has protected battery cage egg producers by refusing to require that companies tell them, through clear, consistent labeling on the carton, whether eggs come from caged, cage-free, or free-range hens. This consumer protection concern was first brought to the agency nearly a decade ago in a 2006 federal petition seeking to mandate this disclosure of egg production methods on cartons. The agency's refusal to alleviate egg carton deception led the Animal Legal Defense Fund, Compassion Over Killing, and concerned egg purchasers to sue the FDA in 2013. The ALDF and Compassion Over Killing case is now on appeal before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. While we wait for the court to provide consumers with the relief the FDA has refused to provide, ALDF sent a Freedom of Information Act request to the FDA to get to the bottom of the agency's targeting of plant-based products and acceptance of egg carton deception. We can't sit by while the agency gives egg producers a free pass to mislead purchasers while persecuting companies trying to do the right thing.
And Tom, did you read recently that 7-Eleven is switching over to Just Mayo on all their sandwiches?
I did. It's great.
Not that I would eat anything at 7-Eleven, but it's good to see.
Yeah.
Stay with us. Coming up next, we feature a conversation with Dr. Linda Bender. She's the author of the book Animal Wisdom, Learning from the Spiritual Lives of Animals. Dr. Bender spent 14 years living in Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, where her veterinary work included the rescue, rehabilitation, and protection of wildlife. Stay with us. Coming up next on ACT Radio, Dr. Linda Bender.